These were the scenes that many in Brazil had feared for months. Thousands of supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro storming the heart of government, Congress, the Supreme Court, and the presidential palace. Once inside, they ran riot, shattering windows and destroying furniture. Calls to action had begun on social media the moment the new president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, was sworn in just a week ago. Lula, who was 800 kilometers away in the state of São Paulo, blamed his predecessor for inciting the attack.
Todo mundo sabe que tem vários discursos.
Everybody knows that this was encouraged by several speeches made by the former president. He encouraged the invasion of the Supreme Court, of the presidential palace. He encouraged the invasion of the three governmental powers whenever he could. This is also his responsibility. And it's the responsibility of the parties that supported him. All this will be investigated forcefully and very quickly.
Bolsonaro supporters have been camping outside military barracks across Brazil since Lula defeated Bolsonaro in last year's presidential election. They refused to accept the results, making unfounded claims the voting system was rigged and accusing the Supreme Court of bias. For 2 months, they have been calling for military intervention to stop Lula from taking office. When that didn't happen, they took matters into their own hands. Police in Brasilia were slow to act, raising questions about their loyalties. Many members of Brazil's security forces have been strong supporters of Bolsonaro. World leaders have condemned the violence and rallied behind Lula. U.S. President Joe Biden called the attack outrageous and pledged his government's full support. By Sunday evening, security forces had regained control of the buildings, and the federal government will be in charge of security in the capital until the end of the month.
But the challenge to the new administration is far from over. Bolsonaro supporters across the country say they'll take to the streets until they topple the government, a promise that is leaving the president's vision of a united Brazil more distant than ever. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.